Back on Michael. You are listening to the Michael Dresser Show. I'm going to try to say your first name right, and if I get it right, we're all in good shape. Now, would you say it for me?
It's E-Selfie. Think of selfie like you're taking a picture, and then put E in front, E-Selfie.
E-Selfie. I got it. Now I know how to say it. E-Selfie Taylor with us, founder of the Taylor Method, top-ranked financial advisor, agent, broker, entrepreneur, and a keynote speaker, and currently president of Taylor Insurance and Financial Services and Brokerage. He founded in 2013. Recently spoke at the American College 9th Annual Conference of African American Financial Services in Atlanta. E-Selfie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Michael.
Oh, by the way, let me tell you my experience with life insurance. Now, if I'm going to tell you the year, but as soon as I tell you, you have to forget it, okay? In 1963, I went to work for Washington National Life Insurance, South Central Los Angeles, and what we were doing is it was on a debit, and it was health insurance, and we were collecting 50, 75 cents a week for health insurance. That was my break into the life insurance business.
Things have certainly changed since then, I can tell you that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, from there, it was Lincoln National Life in Beverly Hills, California, but it was a switch from one to the other. But it was a very interesting road because when you really come down to it, it's not life insurance in and of itself. It's what it represents, the safety, the comfort, the knowing that if something happens, a family will be taken care of.
Right.
No question about it.
Right.
Now, when we're dealing with this, okay, and I know you've been around for a long time, the Taylor Method, what are we dealing with?
So the Taylor Method was basically constructed to help actually not so much the consumer, but help the advisors who are serving the community to be better. So it's interesting, a few little-known facts. About 77% of advisors who enter the insurance business don't make it past 6 months in the business. And almost, you know, even more staggering is that 88% of those people don't make it past 3 years. So it's not uncommon for the advisor who set up your insurance and your investment plan to not be around, not be in the business, you know, down the road when you actually really need them.
I would venture
so
to
the
guess.
Taylor Method was.
Quickly, I don't want to forget this, but I would venture to guess the reason for them not being in the business that long and out in 6 months because they have no idea what they're selling. They're not selling something tangible. It's an intangible that eventually can become a tangible. And I think that's where the problem is. I would venture to guess that if we sat these agents down and said, what are you selling? You probably wouldn't get an answer.
Well, to some degree, that's true. I mean, you're certainly selling an intangible product, right? It's not like I leave a client's office or they leave my office and then they call their buddies and say, hey, you got to come over and see this new policy I just purchased, right? It's generally something that's sold,
sure.
Right? It's typically something that's sold and people don't seek it out. But again, and at the end of the day, my clients are really buying me, right? They're buying my expertise. They're buying my ability to understand their objectives and to formulate a plan accordingly. So yeah, that's true. And the real reason, in my opinion, that people don't make it is that they don't have enough qualified at-bats, right? They don't have enough opportunities to sit in front of people who really have a need and more importantly, have a discernible process to go through and educate the client as to what their options are and what, you know, how to fulfill their needs and help them reach their goals. So that's basically what brought the Taylor Method about. It's the culmination of my 15 years worth of triumphs and failures in the business and what I believe to be the most effective, you know, sales, marketing, and training tool in the industry today.
No, absolutely, no question about it. But when it really comes down to it, I want to go back to. If you were to define, I'm not asking you to do this, but if you were to define what life insurance is, and I think that's where the key is, you know, the person that's going out to sell that life insurance, do they really know what it is? It's like I walk into a gym and they show me this machine. The machine's going to build my bicep. The machine is the feature. The bicep is the benefit. So what do I want a bicep for?
Right.
Well, I want to go out to the beach and show off for the girls. Don't sell me the machine. Don't sell me the bicep. Sell me the beach. And that's not what they're doing.
Right. Yeah. It's a tough go out there. But, you know, a select few, it's interesting because, you know, I just actually came back from a top producer conference. There's an industry designation called Top of the Table, which is literally the top 1% of financial service professionals in the world. And I venture to say that top 1% of the industry probably makes 90% of the money, because there's so few people, just like you're saying, that really get it, and many people struggle and can't you know, do a good job of explaining the products and options to the client. So that's what I basically try to do. I try to make it simple, because it's actually not rocket science. There's certainly a lot of moving parts when it comes to financial planning, but again, it's actually pretty elementary when you break it down. It's just few people last long enough to figure that out.
Yeah, and I really believe when you really come back to it, it's the lasting long enough and realizing what it is that they're doing. And one of the biggest problems, I think, that most people have in the sales situation is they think they know what the client or the potential prospect needs, and they don't. And the reason for that is that we never ask. And I think that's so critically important. If you don't ask...
No, that you bring up a very good point. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what the Taylor Method is about. It's a matter of asking questions. It really doesn't matter what I think. It really doesn't matter what I want. It comes down to getting that person to articulate, you know, what they want. And ultimately, I mean, at the end of the day, my clients are either going to do what I say or contradict themselves, really, because I don't sell products. I bring solutions.
Sure.
So I can't tell someone you should buy this or put your money here. I have no idea what anyone should do until I engage them, ask questions, and they answer those questions. And I always say the client's need really dictates the plan.
And when you really come down to it, when you're saying you're selling solutions, I mean, that literally what you were selling is an answer, because that's the only thing that will motivate anyone. And how do we know what the answer to what? That's where, and you've got it, it's where the questions are. When it really comes down to it, right. If I said to you, what are your services about? What are your financial services about? I'm asking the question, what are they about?
Yeah, so in respect to the work I do, I focus on retirement planning, estate, and tax planning. And so that, if you dig down further into what does that mean in terms of actual products, so that's life insurance, disability insurance, long-term care, mutual funds, stocks, bonds, annuities, estate planning. So it's a pretty wide spectrum of services. But again, you know, when you really drill down to a client situation and what they need, generally there's going to be maybe a couple, you know, viable solutions that come to the forefront for them. So it makes the more questions I ask and the more I engage a client to understand their situation, the easier it is to build a solution for them.
Okay, now here we go. I'm a selfie tailor. I'm you. Okay. The Taylor Method is me. Ask me what the Taylor Method. Ask me what my services are about. Remember, I'm you now.
So you want me to ask?
Yeah, I'm you, and you ask me what your services are about. Remember, I'm you. You're my potential client.
So again, if I'm the potential client, I'm basically a financial advisor. I'm an insurance agent, and so if I'm asking and inquiring, well,
What would the Taylor Method? So go ahead and ask me.
What would the Taylor Method do?
Yeah, go ahead and ask.
Yeah, what would the Taylor Method? What would the Taylor Method do for me? Right?
No, that wasn't the question. That wasn't the question. The question is, what is the Taylor Method about? Go ahead and ask me.
What is the Taylor Method about?
You. That's magic, you selfie. If it's not about me, I'm not going to listen to you. And I think that in and of itself, you got it. I just heard it click. But that's really where the magic is, and that's what most people don't even get. If I don't recognize myself within what your offering is, it's going to go right over my head. I'm gone.
Right.
Just a thought.
Right. Yeah. No. It's a good point. I mean, to that end, it's my conviction and belief in it is so high because I've lived it. Right. I did it. Right.
Sure.
So I'm not. You didn't bring some abstract concepts or ideas to the table. I've done it. I pretty much failed in the business every way you can fail, right? And I just kept getting up and brushing myself off and most importantly, learning from those failures, learning from those mistakes and being better. So,
But the key is with somebody like you, which is really great, those weren't failures. Those weren't mistakes. Every part of it, you said the word, they were learning processes, got you up, got you the wisdom, got you stronger, and you move forward.
Right.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with failing. There's nothing wrong with it. But too many people can't really deal with that, so what do? They fall down. Now, the Taylor Method in and of itself, okay, life insurance agents. What is the Taylor Method? How does it come in and change? What's different about it than the packages and things that normally the agents have?
Well, number one, I'm really drawing into technology. So it's not, you know, if I'm doing face-to-face seminars or coaching series, I can really only affect change in to the people that I'm speaking to. So having a presence online, a website, I've shot nearly 100 videos that go through the four key components of the Taylor Method are this. Number one is the approach. What do I say to get in front of people? Number two is the fact find, right? What questions do I ask when I'm in front of people? Number three is the opportunity. Within the way that the clients have answered those questions, where are the sales? And number four is the call to action. At the end of the day, how do I get someone to move? How do I get someone to write a check and do business with me? And so that's what the Taylor Method is. That's the four pillars of it. So what the Taylor Method encompasses is videos, audio, conference calls. We do quarterly training sessions. I've got a CRM system, a marketing system. I have an Ask the Experts resource page so advisors can draw on the experience and work of other financial professionals, attorneys. Basically a one-stop shop, if you will, a one-stop resource for financial advisors, I say, not only to survive but thrive, you know, in the business.
Now, by the way, and that's really where what it takes, because you said it before, there's so many people don't make it through the business. And one of the reasons I would venture to guess is because you're not there to tell them what they're missing, because what happens is we need somebody to bring the invisible up to the table so someone can see it. Because if you don't know what's there, you can't fix it.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, and that was it for me. I mean, one interesting story I had with a client early on in my career, I serviced some accounts for him for several years until an opportunity came up for me to consolidate some policies. I ended up saving him about $10,000 a year in annual premium payments, eliminated a tax liability for him, and actually got him more insurance from the work that I did after all was said and done. So at the end of that process, he called me and said, "This is great. You mean I save money and actually have more insurance than I had before?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "Well, why didn't we do this before?" And my honest answer was, I didn't see it. Right, I'm just better now, right? And so that's the stuff that most agents, quite frankly, just typically aren't in the business long enough to see. And so if I can bring that experience and tutelage not to one advisor, five advisors, 100, literally thousands of advisors, tens of thousands of advisors, you know, at once, that's my goal with the Taylor Method.
You know, and $10,000 is a good amount of money. But if you project that over 10 or 15 years, you're talking $100,000, $150,000 that these people don't have to spend. And in 5 years from now, based on the way the economy is, what's $100,000 going to be worth based on, you know, then and now?
Right.
And is it
right.
Is it the difference between having what you want for retirement or missing the mark?
Yeah, yeah. And so at the end of the day, no one has ever called me upset because I helped them save too much money, right? So every dollar that I can put back in your pocket and have working for you, as opposed to going to taxes or needlessly or paying premiums and you're not getting a value out of it, I certainly like to bring to the table for the clients.
Oh, sure. No question. Now, what was it for you that got you into this business?
I started in the business right out of school, so I was 22 years old when I started in the business. What brought me into the business, truthfully, it was my desire. I wanted to be a millionaire by the time I was 25. So I started in the business at 22. I thought by 25 it was very reasonable. 3 years is more than enough time to get there, right? So yeah. That's kind of what drew me into the business. It was really more of a selfish, you know, motivation, really. And it was being in the business and seeing the impact of the work that I did in terms of the mentoring, you know, other advisors and counterparts and kids and helping the clients protect their interests and build wealth and minimize tax liability. It's literally, I say jokingly, it's grown into a sickness where it's just this deep passion that I have to impact, you know, and affect change.
Sure, but the other side of that is this: if you can't, you personally, okay, if you can't make money like
right.
that, how are you going to teach somebody else to do it?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. If I can't. It's funny because I draw the analogy. It's like if you're on a plane, it's if there's a drop in cabin pressure, what do they say? They say an oxygen mask drops, put your mask on, and then help the person next to you. So if I can't create wealth, if I can't sustain, if I can't, you know, feed my family, how the heck am I going to teach you, right, to do that? And so that's a very, very important point.
Well, absolutely, because when it comes down to it, that's truly, truly what it is. Now, we're starting to run out of time, so let me ask you this. Is there a website we can find you at?
Yes. The website is thetaylormethod.com. So all spelled out, thetaylormethod.com.
Okay, and then, and by the way, do you have any idea that you might be writing a book about this? Because you can reach so many people, but you can do so much more with a book.
Yeah, so there's a few parts to the Taylor Method. So you have the online presence. I actually have created an ebook. So it's the Taylor Method. You can actually get the ebook on thetaylormethod.com. I also have a YouTube channel. So the YouTube channel, if you search The Taylor Method, you'd actually find, no spaces, just The Taylor Method. You'd find my YouTube channel, so it'd show you a few introductory videos. We're actually in the process of doing a major overhaul of the website, and I think October 1st, we're going to launch a new version, which is going to have bring a lot of value to our users, and people can have the opportunity to download the ebook and watch the videos and really take their careers to the next level. So the landing page is up now, thetaylormethod.com, the YouTube channel is up. Anyone who sends in a request for information can also get a pamphlet that I've put out with the basic pillars and principles that I've built my practice on as well. So it's good stuff.
Wonderful. Hey, by the way, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.